Wednesday, April Fool's Day, April 1st, the first day back from a 5-day absence, makes you almost think it wasn't worth it. That is, the mail, the decisions, the things to do are piled up so high on the desk. But the most important thing to do was to get Dr. Taylor to come and look at Lyndon. The cough and the night sweats are going on, and obviously we haven't found the root of the trouble, or at least we aren't treating it correctly, but maybe nothing but time will take care of it. Dr. Taylor changed the medication some. The gist of it seems to be that it's a virus, and they don't know just what it is or how to get rid of it, and I expect we just have to live it through. After an early sandwich and milk lunch, I went out to the Elms for a couple of hours of combing through the first and second floors and can finally say that they are finished! I arrived at the White House a little late, hurried in my beautiful new yellow dress by Galanos underscore heavily, but still was a little late walking into the East Room for the 4 o'clock reception for the children. This time it's the other half of the congressional teenage children, plus Lucy Baines' sophomore class from NCS and some of her teachers. And the entertainment was Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, done by the National Players of Catholic University, Father Hartke's proteges. I slipped in late and sat in a back row, and thereby know that all of the people who sit any further back than probably the fourth or fifth row don't really see very well. The cast was costumed delightfully, and Kate was really a haughty, scratchy shrew, and Petruchio a fast-talking, fast-courting, tough guy. It was good entertainment, though one of my least favorite of Shakespeare's. Lucy wore her new white suit with the sky-blue silk lapels and cuffs, and she once more extended the welcome and announced the program. I hadn't done my homework well enough, so there was an awkward moment at the end when we were all clapping when I didn't know whether this was really all of it or not, but nevertheless walked on up to the stage. Asked an aide in a quick aside on the way if this was the end. He said yes, so by the time I approached the front of the room, I went forward, shook hands with Kate and Petruchio and as many of the members as I could reach, thanked them, and asked Linda and Lucy if they wouldn't come up, and then suggested that we all go in and have some refreshments. I took my stand in the blue room and greeted all the 100 congressional children, among them 17-year-old Debbie Taft, daughter of Representative and Mrs. Robert Taft, and great-granddaughter of former President William Howard Taft, and 14-year-old Joshua Javits, who had come from New York, and whose mother, the senator's wife, started a career in Hollywood several years ago, and is now in London looking for a play to direct. There was one little boy, Don Wilson, from California, who had the LBJ hat pin in his lapel. Lucy and Linda went straight to the state dining room to cover territory with all the guests. And I think I see Lucy liking it better all the time and doing it better all the time. Could be one explanation is she's growing up before my eyes. I slipped out about 5:15 and went upstairs for some desk work. And finally, as it approached 9 o'clock, I went over to Lyndon's office with the hope of springing him loose and bringing him home to dinner, for the relief of our long-suffering staff. I found him in his little room with Bill Moyers, Horace Busby, Jack Valenti, and Walter Jenkins. I joined them for a drink, and then, about 45 minutes later, succeeded in getting them over for dinner. That is, Jack, Horace, and Walter. Horace was sworn in today as the newest member of our staff. This time, a full-time speechwriter, divested of his outside interests, his businessman's letter sold. I can't express myself too satisfied with today because I had not thrown myself very fully, very well prepared into the reception this afternoon. It could have meant so much to each of the 200 students there, and the way for me to help it be so was to have studied the guest list ahead of time be well briefed on everything, and to be ready to give out. Well, barring death or impeachment, there'll be another chance. And something I'm a little bit sorry about is that on this April Fool's Day, nobody played a trick on me. Can it be that I'm getting old?